CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A state of emergency is declared in Maryland, where schools will be closed tomorrow. 10 to 12 inches of snow possible in some areas.
I'm Chris Van Cleve at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Crews here are dealing with freezing rain and frigid temperatures. That is causing delays across the board here, in part because every single airplane has to be de-iced. In other parts of the Midwest, all the way out to the Northeast, airports are being impacted from this storm. In many places, it's digging out from or being hammered by snow. That means thousands of delays and cancellations.
Total delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today are over 8,700, and FlightAware.com also reports more than 2,300 cancellations. Under a much different setting on Capitol Hill compared to 4 years ago, Congress certifies President-elect Donald Trump's election win. CBS Natalie Brown.
Vice President Kamala Harris, the candidate Trump defeated, presided over the joint session.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
It comes exactly 4 years after a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol to try to stop the certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory.
In New Orleans earlier,
William DeMaio.
President Biden and the First Lady attend a prayer vigil in New Orleans after meeting with grieving families and visiting the memorial for the 14 people who died in what the FBI calls a New Year's Day terrorist attack on Bourbon Street. Late President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. CBS's Skylar Henry is there.
People have flocked to the Carter Center here in Atlanta, just outside of the downtown area, to pay their respects. We have heard from and seen people come from far and wide to say thank you, Mr. President, really in the hours following the announcement of his death.
Carter's remains will be flown to Washington, D.C. tomorrow ahead of an official state funeral Thursday. The U.S. reports its first death of a human from bird flu. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The persons who are currently at highest risk for infection include people who work with dairy cattle, poultry, or wild birds, and they're generally younger and healthier than the Louisiana case who died.
Health officials in Louisiana say the person who died was over 65, had been in contact with sick and dead birds, and had underlying medical problems. With growing turmoil within his government, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announces his resignation. He says he'll stay on until a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257.
An adorable baby hippo in Virginia finally has a name.
After a worldwide online poll, the Metro Richmond Zoo in Virginia has named its new baby pygmy hippo Poppy, in a nod to her mom, Iris, and dad, Corwin. She's the couple's third calf in the last 4 years and weighed in at a healthy 15 pounds at birth. Her sisters are named Violet and Petunia. Bets are on whether Poppy will become the next worldwide sensation like Thailand's Mudang. She went viral last year, inspiring a dance and a soap collaboration. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Mufasa has claimed the number one spot on the North American box office charts over the first weekend of 2025. According to studio estimates, The Lion King prequel earned just shy of $24 million in its third weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 was second, followed by Nosferatu, Moana 2, and Wicked. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries this evening, some clearing into the overnight. Low temperatures drop down to the mid-teens. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-20s. A mostly cloudy sky for Wednesday, scattered flurries, highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Bye. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena. Someday when they've learned
Cherokee Nation will return.
Will return. Will return. Will return. Will return.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports, he talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa,
listen, people, what I'm telling you. I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa. Keep away from a runner out to a pit. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy who knows. I'll keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now? Whoa.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
Skimming stones, had a no-go check.
the night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
For granted that you're always there. I take for granted.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My ring, and when I'm sad, you're should see. What a lovely, lovely world it should be. Everyone learn to live together. Seems to me such an easy, easy thing should be. Why can't you and me learn to love one another?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden eulogizes the victims of the New Year's Day attack in the French Quarter during a prayer service in New Orleans.
Western America's learned about them as well. Students who dreamed of becoming engineers and nurses, star athletes who worked on Wall Street or helped coach small children.
Biden's comments came after he and the First Lady met with grieving families and visited a memorial that has been put up on Bourbon Street days after the New Year's pickup truck attack that has left at least 14 people dead and 35 injured. Congress certifies President-elect Donald Trump's 2024 election win with Vice President Kamala Harris presiding. It comes exactly 4 years after the deadly Capitol attack by Trump supporters who were trying to keep him in power following his 2020 loss. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
4 years later, nearly 1,600 people have been charged with felony or misdemeanor crimes for their alleged roles in the attack. And though some Trump allies have claimed the rioters were unarmed, a CBS News review found guns, tasers, chemical spray, bats, and dozens of other weapons were brandished. Trump has pledged at least some pardons as early as Inauguration Day.
The nation remembers former President Jimmy Carter.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. It's an indication the respect Jimmy Carter earned worldwide. Whitney Wolf with an observation after paying his